This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries across Europe have been scrambling to accelerate coronavirus vaccinations to outpace the spread of the Delta variant. The urgency coincides with Europe's summer holiday months, with fair weather bringing more social gatherings and governments reluctant to clamp down on them. Social distancing is commonly neglected, especially among the young, and some countries are scrapping the requirement to wear masks outdoors. Incentives for people to get shots include free groceries, vouchers for entertainment and travel, as well as lotteries. The European Center for Disease Control says the risk of infection from the Delta variant is high to very high for partially or unvaccinated communities. After a slow vaccination rollout, Indonesia is now racing to inoculate as many people as possible as it battles an explosion of cases that have strained hospitals. On Saturday, the strictest measures this year enter force, including work from home, the closure of places of worship and malls and restaurants, allowed delivery only, an adequate global vaccine supply in the complicated geography of the world's largest archipelago nation are some of the biggest challenges. Fueled by travel during May holidays and the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, surge has overwhelmed clinics, with some turning away patients and telling them to bring their own oxygen tanks. Authorities in Japan say at least 19 people are missing after a powerful mudslide swept away rows of homes in southwest of Tokyo. A spokesman says dozens of homes may have been buried in the town, known for hot springs. Self-defense forces are joining firefighters and police in the rescue operation, and evacuation warnings have been issued for a wide area. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A ransomware attack has paralyzed the networks of at least 200 U.S. companies, according to a cybersecurity researcher whose company was responding to the incident. John Hammond, the security firm Huntress Labs, says that a major Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate appears to be behind that attack. He says those criminals are targeting software supplier called Kaseya, using its network management software as a conduit to spread the ransomware more widely. Other researchers agreed with Hammond's assessment. It's not immediately clear how many Kaseya customers might be affected or who they may be. American troops pulled out of their main military base in Afghanistan Friday after 20 years in the country and amid warnings from top military commanders that the country descended into civil war without them or may do so. The Bagram pullout brought an effective end to the longest war in U.S. history. The base, an hour drive north of Kabul, was where the U.S. military coordinated its air war and logistical support for its entire Afghan mission. Taliban thanked them for leaving. For the international forces, more than 3,500 of whom were killed in Afghanistan, the exit came with no pageantry. A Western diplomat in Kabul said Washington and its NATO allies had won many battles but have lost the Afghan war. The number of people missing in Florida condominium collapse fell following a new review, but fears of another potentially catastrophic failure deepened Friday after engineers found unsafe conditions in a different tower and ordered the entire building evacuated. The city of North Miami Beach announced that an audit prompted by the deadly collapse of the towers found that 156-unit Crestview Towers building structurally and electrically unsafe. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has denounced the burning and vandalism of Catholic churches that followed discovery of unmasked graves or unmarked graves in former schools for Indigenous children. Several Catholic churches have recently been vandalized or damaged in fires following the discovery of more than 1,100 unmarked graves at the sites of three former residential schools run by the church in British Columbia and Saskatchewan. Generations of Indigenous children have been forced to attend the schools. The nation also saw a series of attacks Thursday, Canada Day, on statues of Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and other historical figures. Again, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau denouncing the burning and vandalism of those Catholic churches following the discovery of the unmarked graves of the former schools for Indigenous children. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.